أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرث إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين ففهمناها سليمان وكلا آتينا حكما وعلما صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat yesterday we discussed Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. His dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the response of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah ta'ala delivered him and those who brought iman with him from the evils of the people, and the people were destroyed. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of two other great nabis of Allah. Allah says, وَدَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ, and remember Hazrat Dawood and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhim as-salatu was-salam. These were two great nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah had not only granted nubuwat, prophethood, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them intelligence. Allah had granted them kingdom, and Allah had granted both of them sound judgment. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a particular incident that had taken place in the life of these two nabis. Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam being the father, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam being the son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِ فِي الْحَرْثِ إِذْ نَفَشَتْ فِيهِ غَنَمُ الْقَوْمِ. Remember them when both of them had adjudicated with regards to a turf, a land, a farming land, when a flock of sheep or goats wandered into it, strayed into it, grazing, and obviously destroyed all the crops. So one was a farmer that irrigated his land, and the other was a farmer who had this livestock, this flock of sheep or goats, and these sheep or goats went into the land of the person who had farmed, had his agriculture, his crops were there, and these sheep or goats had destroyed all the crops that were there. And hence this case came to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, the father. Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam adjudicated, he judged this case on the merit of the Shariat, and he said to the both parties that the person, this was obviously after he established the proofs, etc., that the person who owned the livestock, that person's livestock value and the value of the crops that were destroyed were equal. So you livestock farmer, you take all your livestock, the flock that you have, and hand it over to the person who was the agriculturist, the farmer who had the land, so that whatever loss there was is now made good. And this is according to the Shariat also, that when one person destroys the property of someone else, he has to make good. Now when this case had taken place in the court of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam walks in. He hears this case and he has a different view. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُنَّا لِحُكْمِهِمْ شَاهِدِينَ. We were shahid, we were witnesses to the hukam and the adjudication of both father and son. But Allah says, فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. We gave Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam a thorough understanding of this case. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam's adjudication and his judgment was this, that you livestock farmer, you lend your livestock, you lend your goats to the person of the farm, to the person of the crops whose crops were destroyed, and you allow him to utilize this goats. In other words, he will use the milk, etc., for a period of time, whilst you make good the tillage, you make good the farm, the crops. In other words, you once again irrigate the land, let the land and let the crops begin to bear, and when the crops begin to bear and everything is made good, then you take your sheep back and he takes his farm back. So in this way, there is no loss to you and there is no loss to him also. He gets his farm, and in the meantime he gets his sustenance of the milk, etc., and in the meantime you get your goats back at the end of this period. So hence with regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. We gave Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam sound understanding with regards to this case. Now Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam hears the verdict of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and he retracts his adjudication, his judgment, and he upholds the judgment of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Whilst there is much detail in the kitabs of fiqh with regards to the judgment of a qazi, an Islamic judge, when and whether it can be retracted, etc., that is beyond the scope of this lesson of ours. But the important aspect that we learn from here is that number one, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had given a verdict according to the Shariat, and when he realized that there was another verdict, he retracted it. And sometimes, out of a court case, we are all not judges that go to a court and sit on a bench, but sometimes we give a view, sometimes we make an adjudication, we make a judgment, and when we see somebody else has given a better judgment, then we should practice upon this great deed of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, and if we need to retract, we should be man enough to retract in view of the case and in view of the win-win situation that somebody else has. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's view, despite the fact that Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam's view was a strictly Sharia view, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's view was a win-win situation for both the parties, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seems to have loved over here, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Sulaiman, we gave Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam a thorough understanding of this case, and that is also another important aspect. That one is the Shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is a compromise. So long as we do not compromise the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both parties are winning in a situation, and if a judgment can be given in favor of both the parties so that nobody is at a loss, then that is the better option always, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown in this ayat. So there are very many aspects and many lessons that we learn from the story, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala terminates saying, وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Both of them, all of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we had granted hukam, we had granted sound judgment, or we had granted wisdom, wa'ilma, and we had granted knowledge. So here also another very important aspect we learn, that the wisdom that we gain, that knowledge, the wisdom that we gain, the judgment that we gain, is always in view of the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.